sure you want to know? The story of my life is not for the faint of heart. If somebody said it was a happy little tale, if somebody told you I was just your average, ordinary guy, not a care in the world, somebody lied. But let me assure you, this, like any story worth telling, is all about a girl. That girl. The girl next door. Mary Jane Watson. The woman I've loved since before I even liked girls. I'd like to tell you that's me next to her. Well, heck, I'd even take him.
Hey! Stop the car!
That's me.
Hey! Tell him to stop, please! Stop! Hey! Stop the bus!
Stop the bus!
Stop!
They've been chasing us since Woodhaven Boulevard.
Thank you. Sorry.
Don't even think about it.
You're so lame, Parker.
Midtown High Seniors. No wandering. Proceed direct.
Knock it off.
Remember, it is a privilege to be here. We are guests of Columbia University Science Department, so behave accordingly. Let's not have a repeat of our trip to the planetarium. Come on, people, let's stay together. Proceed up the steps and into the building.
Charles, can we drive around the corner, please?
Why? The entrance is right there.
Dad, these are public school kids. I'm not showing up for the field trip in the rolls.
What, you want me to trade in my car for a Jetta just because you flunked out of every private school I ever sent you to?
It wasn't for me.
Of course it was. Don't ever be ashamed of who you are.
I'm not ashamed of who I am.
Just with him.
Forget it.
Dee!
Hi, Harry.
Harry! Won't you be needing this?
Thanks, Dad. Peter, may I introduce my father, Norman Osborn?
Heard so much about you.
Great honor to meet you, sir.
Harry tells me you're quite the science whiz. You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
I read all your research on nanotechnology. Really brilliant.
And you understood it?
Yes, I wrote a paper on it.
Impressive. Your parents must be very proud.
I live with my aunt and uncle. They are proud.
Hey, you two! Let's move!
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hope to see you again.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, not if you're a genius. I think he wants to adopt you.
There are over 32,000 known species of spider in the world. They're in the order Araneae, which is divided
wow.
into three subspecies.
That's amazing. This is the most advanced electron microscope on the eastern seaboard. It's unreal.
Arachnids from all three groups possess varying strengths which help them in their constant search for food. For example, the Delana spider, family Sporacidae, has the ability to jump to catch its prey.
For the school paper?
Mm-hmm. Next, we have the network spider, family Philistatidae, genus Cucucania. Spins an intricate funnel-shaped web whose strands have a tensile strength proportionately equal to the type of high-tension wire used in bridge building.
Leave him alone.
Or what?
Or his father will fire your father.
What's Daddy gonna do?
Sue me?
What is going on? The next person who talks will fail this course. I kid you not.
This grass spider hunts using a set of reflexes with nerve conduction velocity so fast that some researchers believe it almost borders on precognition, an early awareness
jerks.
Of danger. A spider sense.
Hey, look at that spider.
Some spiders change colors to blend into their environment. It's a defense mechanism.
Peter,
what makes you think I would want to know that?
Who wouldn't?
Over five painstaking years, Columbia's genetic research facility.
Can you talk to her now?
The genetic
You talk to her.
Armed with these DNA blueprints, we have now begun what was once thought impossible.
Disgusting.
Just imagine.
Yeah, hateful little things.
I love them.
Yeah, me too. You know, spiders can change their color to blend into their environment.
Really?
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
Encode an entirely new genome, combining the genetic information from all three spiders into these 15 genetically designed super spiders.
There's 14.
I beg your pardon?
One's missing.
Yeah.
Huh. I guess the researchers are working on that one.
Do you know that this is the largest electron microscope on the eastern seaboard?
You were talking throughout that woman's entire presentation. Let's go talk about how we listen. Yeah, I don't know what it's like at those fancy private schools and hospitals.
Hey, can I take your picture? I need one with a student in it.
Sure, yeah.
Great.
Where do you want me? Over here?
Yeah, that's great.
Don't make me look ugly.
That's impossible. perfect.
Parker, let's do it.
We solved the horizon glide and the multi-G balance issue.
I've already seen the glider. That's not what I'm here for.
General Slocum, good to see you again.
Mr. Balkan, Mr. Fargus,
Norman,
Mr. Osborne.
Always a pleasure to have our board of directors pay us a little visit.
I want to see the progress report on human performance enhancers.
We tried vapor inhalation with rodent subjects. They showed an 800% increase in strength.
800%, that's excellent.
Any side effects?
In one trial, yes.
It was an aberration. All the tests since then have been successful.
And in the trial that went wrong, what happened?
What were the side effects?
Violence, aggression, and insanity.
And what do you recommend?
That was only one test. With the exception of Dr. Strom, our entire staff certifies the product ready for human testing.
Dr. Strom?
We need to take the whole line back to formula.
Back to formula?
Dr. Osborne!
I'm going to be frank with you. I never supported your program. We have my predecessor to thank for that.
Norman, the General gave the go-ahead to Quest Aerospace to build a prototype of their exoskeleton design. They test in 2 weeks.
And if your so-called performance enhancers have not had a successful human trial by that date, I'm going to pull your funding. I'm going to give it to them.
Gentlemen, ladies...
The Lord said, let there be light. And voila, there is light. 40 soft-going watts of it.
Good boy. God will be thrilled. Just don't fall on your ass.
I'm already on my ass, mate. When the plant's senior electrician is laid off after 35 years, what else would you call it? I am on my ass.
Hand me that dish, the green one.
The corporation is downsizing the people and... upsizing their profits.
Oh, Ben, you'll get another job somewhere.
Well, let's look in the paper and see. There's the one ads. What do we got here? Computer salesman, computer engineer, computer analyst. My lord, even the computers need analysts these days. May, I'm 68 years old. I'm too old for computers, and besides, I have a family to provide for.
I love you, and Peter loves you. You're the most responsible man I've ever known. We've been down and out before, but somehow we survive.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, sweetie. You're just in time for dinner.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How was the field trip?
I don't feel well. I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, you won't have a bite?
No, thanks. Had a bite.
Well, did you get some pictures, Peter?
I got a crash. Everything's fine.
What's that all about?
Dr. Osborne, please. The performance enhancers aren't ready. The data just doesn't justify this test. Now, I'm asking you for the last time. We can't do this.
Don't be a coward. Risks are part of laboratory science.
Let me reschedule. With a proper medical staff and a volunteer. I mean, if you just give me 2 weeks.
2 weeks? In 2 weeks, we'll have lost the contract to Quest, and Oscorp will be dead. Sometimes, you gotta do things yourself. Get me the promochloroparazine.
For what?
It begins catalyzation when the vapor hits the bloodstream.
40,000 years of evolution, and we barely even tapped the vastness of human potential.
Weird.
Peter?
Yeah?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Any better this morning? Any change?
Change? Yeah. Big change.
Well, hurry up. You're going to be late.
Right.
Goodness me.
Jeez. I thought you were sick.
I got better.
You see?
Bye, guys.
You haven't eaten anything. Have you got your lunch money?
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, Michelangelo, don't forget we're painting the kitchen right after school. Got it?
Sure thing, Uncle Ben. Don't start without me.
And don't start up with me. Teenagers. Raging hormones. They never change.
It's up to me. You're trash.
You're always going to be trash, just like her. I have to go to school. Ah, stop. Hi, MJ. Hey, MJ. I don't know if you realize this, but we've been neighbors since I was six, and I was wondering if maybe we could get together sometime, maybe do something fun, or I don't know, I thought it'd be time to get to know each other, or not.
Floor.
I don't know.
Have you been there all night?
Last night I was...
What?
I don't remember.
Mr. Osborne?
Sir, I asked her to wait in the foyer.
I'm sorry, my father's not feeling well, Mr.
Mr. Osborne, Dr. Strom is dead.
What?
They found his body this morning in the lab. He's been murdered, sir.
What are you talking about?
And the flight suit and the glider?
What about it?
It's been stolen, sir. Thanks.
No problem.
Hey, you have blue eyes. I didn't notice without your glasses. Did you just get contact? Well, see ya.
Thank you.
What happened?
He's freaking weird.
Parker?
Pretty funny, don't you, freak?
Flash, it was just an accident.
My fist breaking your teeth, that's the accident.
Come on, Flash. Stop.
I don't want to fight you, Flash.
I wouldn't want to fight me neither.
Kick that, man. It's all yours, man. Jesus, Parker, you are a freak. Peter, it was amazing.
I heard, but I was just taking out the trash.
I guess you can always hear us.
Well, everybody shouts.
Your aunt and uncle don't.
They can scream pretty good sometimes. Listen, MJ, about today, at school with Flash...
You really freaked us out.
I'm sorry. Is he okay?
He's just happy you didn't give him a black eye for graduation. So where are you going after you graduate?
I want to move into the city. And hopefully, get a job as a photographer. Work my way through college. What about you?
Headed for the city, too. Can't wait to get out of here. I want to...
What? Oh, come on. Try me.
I want to act on stage.
Really? Well, that's perfect. You're awesome in all the school plays.
Really?
Yeah. I cried like a baby when you played Cinderella.
Peter, that was first grade.
Well, even so, sometimes you know people. You can just see what's coming.
What do you see coming for you?
I don't know. Whatever it is, something I never felt before.
And what for me?
For you? You're gonna light up Broadway.
You know, you're taller than you look.
I hunch.
Don't.
Hey, MJ. Come take a ride, my new birthday present. Come on.
I gotta go.
Bye.
Oh, my God, it's gorgeous!
Yeah, right?
Look at it!
I'm in. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous! Pretty tight, huh? Wait till you hear the sounds. Hey, go scratch the leather.
Woo! Cool car.
In there.
I'm exercising. I'm not dressed, Aunt May.
Well, you're acting so strangely, Peter.
Okay, thanks.
Something's bothering him. Maybe he's too embarrassed to tell me what it is. Maybe I'm too embarrassed to ask him, you think? I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Hey, well, going to the downtown library. I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah, wait, Pete. I'll drive you there, buddy.
Oh, no, I'll take the train.
No. I need the exercise. Go on. Go.
Thanks for the ride, Uncle.
Now, wait a minute, Peter. We need to talk.
Well, we can talk later.
Well, we can talk now, if you let me.
What do we have to talk about? Why now?
Because we haven't talked at all for so long. Your Aunt May and I don't even know who you are anymore. You shirk your chores. You have all those weird experiments in your room. You start fights at school.
I didn't start that fight. I told you that.
Yeah, well, you sure as hell finished.
What was I supposed to do? Run away?
No, you're not supposed to run away, but... Pete, look. You're changing. I know. I went through exactly the same thing at your age.
No, not exactly.
Peter... These are the years when a man changes into the man he's going to become the rest of his life. Just be careful who you change into. This guy, Flash Thompson, he probably deserved what happened. But just because you can beat him up, doesn't give you the right to. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Are you afraid that I'm going to turn into some kind of criminal? Quit worrying about me, okay? Something's different. I'll figure it out. Stop lecturing me, please.
I don't mean to lecture and I don't mean to preach. And I know I'm not your father.
Then stop pretending to be.
Right. I'll pick you up here at 10.
Featherweight division here, small fry. Next!
No, sign me up.
Okay. You understand the NYWL is not responsible for any injury you may and probably will sustain while participating in said event, and you are indeed participating under your own free will?
Yes.
Down the hall to the ramp. May God be with you. Next!
At this time, if he could withstand just 3 minutes in the cage, with Bonesaw McGraw, the sum of $3,000 will be paid to.
What's your name, kid?
The Human Spider.
The Human Spider, that's it? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
The sum of $3,000 will be paid to the terrifying, the deadly, the Amazing Spider-Man!
My name's the Human Spider.
I don't care. Get out there.
No, he got my name wrong.
Get out there, you moron!
Bonesaw to eat you up and spit you
hope you brought your mommy with
you. We're going to break you. Someone's going to cry.
Mistake. I didn't sign up for a cage match. Hey, unlock the thing. Take the chain off.
Hey, Freak Show, you're going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of heat time. What are you doing up there?
Staying away from you. That's a cute outfit. Did your husband give it to you?
Now get out of here.
$100. The ad said 3,000.
Well, check it again, Webhead. It said $3,000 for 3 minutes, and you pinned them in two. For that, I give you $100, and you're lucky to get that.
I need that money.
I missed the part where that's my problem. Hey, what the hell?
Put the money in the bag.
Hurry up!
Hey! He stole the game!
Stop that guy!
Stop him! He's got my money!
Thanks.
What the hell's the matter with you? You let him go!
Cut him off in the lobby and call the cops!
You could have taken that guy apart. Now he's going to get away with my money.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
Carjacker, he's been shot. Look, we just called the paramedics. They're on their way.
Stay back.
Uncle Ben? Uncle Ben? Uncle Ben?
Peter.
Over here, Uncle Ben.
Peter.
they got the shooter. He's headed south on Fifth Avenue. We got three cars in pursuit. All right, folks, come on, help us out. We're back.
Just give me a chance!
What about my uncle? Did you give him a chance? Did you?
Answer me!
Thanks.
See ya.
Good evening.
General, good to see you. Our exoskeleton's got real firepower, General Slocum.
Well, if it does what you say it can, I'll sign that contract tomorrow.
17, 16. He's clear, let's go!
I assume you're confident about this test.
Absolutely. Captain Curtis is our top pilot. Now, what about your commitment to Oscorp?
Nothing would please me more than to put Norman Osborn out of business.
Reflight complete. Mark.
We are picking up an unidentified object. Closing fast.
What the hell is that?
Can you see anything?
Oh, my God.
I'm so proud of you. You look so handsome over there.
Pete, good news. My father got the place in New York, so we're all set this way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
You made it. It's not the first time I've been proven wrong. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dad.
Peter, the Science Award. That's terrific.
Yeah.
I know this has been a difficult time for you. But I want you to try to enjoy this day. Commencement. The end of one thing. The start of something new.
I don't want to be with you anymore.
Fine.
Here's your ring.
You know what? Whatever. You're lost.
You're like a brother to Harry. That makes you family. And if you ever need anything, just give me a call.
Can I fix you something?
No, thanks. I missed him a lot today.
I know. I miss him too. But he was there.
I can't help thinking about the last thing I said to him. He tried to tell me something important, and I threw it in his face.
You loved him. And he loved you. He never doubted the man you'd grow into. How you were meant for great things. You won't disappoint him.
This is not a man. My brother saw him building a nest in the Lincoln Center fountain.
I think he's human. I think he's a man. Could be a woman.
come out, and he climbs up the ropes like a spider web.
I see the web, and it's his signature, and I know Spider-Man was here.
The guy protects us, you know? He protects the people.
Ah, some kind of freaky Lewis, something wackadoo.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Don't move!
Guy with eight hands. Sounds hot.
He has those tights and that tight little...
Dresses like a spider and he looks like a bug. But we should all just give him one big hug. A look out, woo! Here comes the Spider-Man.
Who is Spider-Man? He's a criminal, that's who he is. A vigilante. A public menace. What's he doing on my front page?
Mr. Jameson, your wife is on line one. She needs to know if you...
Mr. Jameson, is a page six problem.
We have a page one problem. Shut up.
Right.
Well,
he's news.
They're really important clients. They can't wait.
They're about to.
He pulled six people off that subway car.
Sure, from a wreck he probably caused. Something goes wrong and this creepy crawler is there. Look at that. He's fleeing the scene. What's that tell you?
He's not fleeing. He's probably going to save somebody else. He's a hero.
Then why does he wear a mask? What's he got to hide?
She just needs to know if you want the chintz or the chenille in the dining room.
Whichever one's cheaper.
Mr. Jameson, it's like this. We double book page six. See, so both Macy's and Conaway's both have three quarters the same.
We sold out four printings.
Sold out?
Every copy.
Tomorrow morning, Spider-Man, page one, with a decent picture this time. Move Conaway to page seven.
There's a problem with page seven.
I make it page eight and give him 10% off. Okay. I make it 5%.
That can't be done.
Get out of here!
Problem is, we don't have a decent picture. Eddie's been on it for weeks. We can barely get a glimpse of him.
Oh, what is he, shy? If we can get a picture of Julia Roberts in a thong, we can certainly get a picture of this weirdo. Put an ad on the front page. Cash money for a picture of Spider-Man. He doesn't want to be famous. And I'll make him infamous.
Hey!
Buzz off!
MJ!
Peter! Hi!
Hey!
What are you doing around here?
I'm begging for a job. How about you?
Oh, I'm headed to an audition.
An audition? So you're acting now?
Yeah, I work steady. In fact, I just got off the job.
That's great, MJ. You're doing it. You're living your dream.
Young girl!
Yeah.
You two always short $6. Next time that happens, I'm going to take out your check. Excuse me, Miss Watson. I'm talking to you. Hey!
Yes, Enrique, okay? I get you.
Well, you better not happen no more, you hear me? Don't roll your eyes at me.
Some dream, huh?
That's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Don't tell Harry.
Don't tell Harry?
Aren't you guys living together? We're going out, didn't he tell you?
Oh, yeah, right.
I think he'd hate the idea of my waiting table. He'd think it was low or something.
That's not low. You have a job. You know, Harry, he doesn't live on a little place I like to call Earth.
No, I guess not. Thanks, Pete. We should catch up sometime.
Let's get some lunch some evening. I'll come by and have some of your Moondance coffee someday. And I won't tell Harry.
No, don't tell Harry.
I won't. I won't tell Harry.
It's perfect. Hey, 5 new contracts.
It'll be great.
Storm and Norman's making his weekly inspection. Spent half of it on the phone. Look, man, I'm glad you're here. I need your help. I'm really lost. Are you all right? You look like you just got second place in the science fair.
No, I was late for work and Dr. Connors fired me.
You were late again? I don't get it. I mean, where do you go all the time?
Around.
Peter Parker!
Maybe you'll tell me who she is.
Who's that?
This mystery girl Harry's been dating. When do I get to meet her?
Dad. Well, sorry, Harry hasn't mentioned her.
Hey, Pete, you're probably looking for a job now, right? Dad, maybe you can help him out.
No, I appreciate it, but I'll be fine.
No problem. I'll make a few calls.
No, I couldn't accept it, sir. I'd like to earn what I get. I can find my own work.
I respect that. You want to make it on your own steam? That's great. What other skills do you have, Parker?
I was thinking of something in photography.
Hello.
Let's go! Move it! Watch the street!
They're crap. 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 Mega crap. I'll give you $200 for all of them.
That seems a little low.
Take them somewhere else, then.
Sir, your wife says the tile you ordered for the foyer is out of stock.
Tell her we just put a rug there. Sit down. Give me that. I'll give you $300. That's a standard freelance fee. Tear up page one. Run that photo instead.
Deadline?
Spider-Man, hero or menace? Exclusive Daily Bugle photos.
Menace? He was protecting that armor.
I'll tell you what, Atticus. You take the pictures, I'll make up the headlines, okay? All right? That okay with you?
Yes, sir.
Goody. Give this to the girl up front. She'll see you get paid.
I'd like a job, sir.
No jobs. Freelance. Best thing in the world for a kid your age. You bring me some more shots of that newspaper-selling clown, maybe I'll take him off your hands. But I never said you have a job. Meat. I'll send you a nice box of Christmas meat. Best I can do. Get out of here. Bring me more photos.
Hi. Mr. Jameson told me to give that to you.
Ah. Welcome to the Daily Bugle.
Thank you. I'm Peter Parker. I'm a photographer.
Yes, I can see that.
As of today, Oscorp Industries has surpassed Quest Aerospace as the principal supplier to the United States military. In short, ladies and gentlemen of the board, costs are down, revenues are up, and our stock has never been higher.
Wonderful news, Norman. Wonderful. As a matter of fact, it's the reason we're selling the company.
What?
Yes, Quest Aerospace is recapitalizing in the wake of the bombing. Expanding.
They made a tender offer we can't ignore.
Why wasn't I told?
The last thing they want is a power struggle with entrenched management.
The deal is off if you come with it. The board expects your resignation in 30 days.
But you can't do this to me. I started this company. You know how much I sacrificed? Oh, Max, please.
Norman, the board is unanimous. We're announcing the sale after the World Unity Festival. I'm sorry.
You're out, Norman.
Where am I?
Welcome to Oscorp Industries Unity Day Festival. Let's hear it for Macy Gray.
Why don't you wear the black dress? Just, I wanted to impress my father. He loves black.
Well, maybe he'll be impressed no matter what. You think I'm pretty.
I think you're beautiful. Jim, you do me a favor. I forgot my drink inside. Come on.
Oh, hi, Mr. Fargus.
Oh, Harry.
Have you seen my father around?
Well, I'm not sure if he's coming today.
What is that?
Must be new this year.
That's a glider.
What the hell was that?
Help! Someone please help!
in the subway. Don't mind us. She just needs to use the elevator.
Wait! Who are you?
You know who I am.
I do?
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Incredible. What do you mean he's incredible? No. All right. Wait. Stay there. I'm going to come over. No, I'm going to come over. All right. Fine. Fine. Will you call me in the morning and we'll go and have breakfast and I want to buy you something. Because I want to. It'll make you feel better. Okay. And like, what do you mean incredible? All right, I'm sorry. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs. She's all right. She's just a little rattled. Like, Pete, I should have told you about us. You should know I'm crazy about her. It's just, you know, you never made a move.
You're right. I didn't.
I'm gonna get some rest.
I'm gonna stay up for a while.
What was that thing?
I don't know. Whatever it is, somebody has to stop it.
Somebody there?
Somebody.
Who said that?
Downplay the innocent with me. You've known all along.
Where are you?
Follow the cold shiver running down your spine.
I don't understand.
Did you think it was coincidence? So many good things all happening for you. All for you, Norman.
What do you want?
To say what you won't. To do what you can't. To remove those in your way.
The board members. You killed them.
We killed them.
We?
Remember your little accident in the laboratory?
Performance enhancers.
Bingo. Me. Your greatest creation. Bringing you what you've always wanted. Power. Beyond your wildest dreams, and it's only the beginning. There's only one who can stop us. Or imagine if he joined us.
Spider-Man and the Green Goblin. The Green Goblin, you like that?
Mr. Jameson.
Made it up myself. These weirdos all gotta have a name now.
Mr. Jameson, Spider-Man.
Hoffman?
Yeah?
Call the patent office, copyright the name Green Goblin. I want a quarter every time somebody says it.
How about green meaning?
Spider-Man wasn't attacking the city. He was trying to save it. That's slander.
It is not. I resent that. Slander is spoken. In print, it's libel.
You don't trust anybody. That's your problem.
I trust my barber. What are you, his lawyer? Get out of here. Let him sue me. Get rich like a normal person. That's what made this country.
Jameson, you slime. Who's the photographer who takes the pictures of Spider-Man?
I don't know who he is. His stuff comes in the mail.
You're lying.
I swear.
He's the one who can bring me to it.
I don't know who he is.
You are useless.
Set him down, tough guy.
Speak to the devil.
Spider-Man, I knew you two were in this together.
Hey, kiddo, let Mom and Dad talk for a minute, will you?
Sleep. You're not dead yet. Just paralyzed. Temporarily. You're an amazing creature, Spider-Man. You and I are not so different.
I'm not like you. You're a murderer.
Well, to each his own. I chose my path, you chose the way of the hero. And they found you amusing for a while. The people of this city. But the one thing they love more than a hero is to see a hero fail, fall, die trying. In spite of everything you've done for them, eventually they will hate you. Why bother?
Because it's right.
Here's the real truth. There are 8 million people in this city. And those teeming masses exist for the sole purpose of lifting the few exceptional people onto their shoulders. You, me, we're exceptional. I could squash you like a bug right now, but I'm offering you a choice. Join me. Imagine what we could accomplish together. What we could create. Or we could destroy. Cause the deaths of countless innocents in selfish battle again and again and again until we're both dead. Is that what you want? Think about it, hero! In spite of everything you've done for them, eventually they will hate you.
Me again.
Hey!
How was your audition?
How'd you know?
The hotline. Your mom. Told my aunt, told me.
So you just came by?
I was in the neighborhood. I needed to see a friendly face. I took 2 buses and a cab to get in the neighborhood, but... So how'd it go?
They said I needed acting lessons. A soap opera told me I needed acting lessons.
Well, let me buy you a cheeseburger. The sky's the limit. Up to $7.84.
I'd like a cheeseburger. Oh, but I'm going out to dinner with Harry. Come with us.
No, thanks. How's it going with... Never mind. That's none of my business.
It's not? Why so interested?
I'm not.
You're not?
Well, why would I be?
I don't know. Why would you be?
I don't know.
Sorry, you won't come with us. I better run, Tiger.
Hey, check it out, man.
Get off me! Oh.
You have a knack for getting in trouble.
You have a knack for saving my life. I think I have a superhero stalker.
I was in the neighborhood.
You are amazing.
Some people don't think so.
But you are.
Nice to have a fan.
Do I get to say thank you this time?
Wait.
Who's out, Gobby? Out of your mind.
Wrong answer!
Oh, great.
Murder. I picked up a fruitcake.
Why, thank you, Mr. Osborne. We're so glad you could come.
And who is this lovely young lady?
MJ, I'd like you to meet my father, Norman Osborn. Dad, this is Mary Jane Watson.
Hi.
How do you do? I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Now, where is Peter? He better have remembered that cranberry sauce.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't know he was here.
Peter? Peter? Is that you?
Pete?
How strange. There's nobody here.
Bit of a slob, isn't he?
All brilliant men are.
Jungle out there. I had to beat an old lady with a stick to get these cranberries.
Thank you. Yeah. Now then, everybody sit down, and we can say grace.
Okay.
Here we go. There we are.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Norman, will you do the honors? Why, Peter, you're bleeding.
Oh, I stepped off a curb and got clipped by one of those bike messengers.
Oh, let me see. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that looks awful.
No, it's nothing.
I'll get the first aid kit. Then we'll say grace. This is the boy's first Thanksgiving in this apartment, and we are going to do things properly.
How did you say that happened?
Bike messenger. Knocked me down.
You'll excuse me. I've got to be going.
What? Why?
Something has come to my attention.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Just fine.
Thank you, Mrs. Parker. Everyone, enjoy the fruitcake.
Dad! Dad, what are you doing? Man, this whole thing so you can meet MJ, and now you have to leave?
I gotta go.
This girl is important to me.
Harry, please, look at her.
You think a woman like that sniffing around because she likes your personality?
What are you saying?
Your mother was beautiful, too. They're all beautiful. Until they're snarling after your trust fund like a pack of ravening wolves.
You're wrong about her, Dad.
A word to the not-so-wise about your little girlfriend. Do what you need to with her, then broom her fast.
Thanks for sticking up for me, Harry.
You heard?
Everyone heard that creep.
The creep is my father, all right? If I'm lucky, I'll become half of what he is. So just keep your mouth shut about stuff you don't understand.
Harry Osborn.
I'm sorry, Aunt May.
Spider-Man is all but invincible. But Parker, we can destroy him.
I can't.
Betrayal must not be countenanced. Parker must be educated.
What do I do?
Instruct him in the matters of loss and pain. Make him suffer. Make him wish he were dead.
Yes.
And then grant his wish.
But how?
The cunning warrior attacks neither body nor mind.
Tell me how!
The heart, Osborn. First, We attack his heart.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Will she be okay?
She's gonna be fine. She's been sleeping all day. Thanks for coming.
Of course.
How are you? I mean, you okay about the other night?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just felt bad about leaving Aunt May.
Have you talked to Harry?
He called me. I haven't called him back. The fact is, I'm in love with somebody else.
You are?
At least I think I am. It's not the right time to talk about it.
No, go on. Would I know his name, this guy?
You'll think I'm a stupid little girl with a crush.
Trust me.
It's funny. He saved my life twice, and I've never even seen his face.
Oh, him.
You're laughing at me.
No, I understand. He is extremely cool.
But do you think it's true, all the terrible things they say about him?
No. Not Spider-Man. Not a chance in the world. I know him a little bit. I'm sort of his unofficial photographer.
Has he mentioned me?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I said he asked me what I thought about you.
And what did you say?
I said, Spider-Man. I said, the great thing about MJ is when you look in her eyes and she's looking back in yours, everything feels not quite normal. Because you feel stronger and weaker at the same time. You feel excited and at the same time terrified. The truth is, you don't know what you feel, except you know what kind of man you want to be. It's as if you've reached the unreachable and you weren't ready for it.
You said that?
Oh, something like that.
Dad? Dad, is that you?
What is it?
Oh, you're right about MJ. You're right about everything. She's in love with Peter.
Parker?
Yeah.
And how does he feel about her?
Well, he's loved her since the fourth grade. He pretends like he doesn't, but there's no one Peter cares for more.
I'm so sorry. I haven't always been there for you, have I?
You're busy. You're an important man. I understand.
That's no excuse. I'm proud of you. And I've lost sight of that somewhere, but I gotta make it up to you, Harry. I'm going to rectify certain inequities.
Go home, dear. You look awful.
And you look beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I don't like to leave you here.
Oh, but I'm safe here.
Can I do anything for you?
You do too much. College, a job, all this time with me. You're not Superman, you know. A smile, finally. Haven't seen one of those on your face since Mary Jane was here.
Hey, you were supposed to be asleep.
You know, you were about 6 years old when MJ's family moved in next door. And when she got out of the car and you saw her for the first time, you grabbed me and said, Aunt May, Aunt May, is that an angel?
Gee, did I say that?
You sure did.
Harry's in love with her. She's still his girl.
Well, isn't that up to her?
She doesn't really know who I am.
Because you won't let her. You're so mysterious all the time. Tell me, would it be so dangerous to let Mary Jane know how much you care? Everybody else knows.
I'll be right back.
Oh, come on, pick up.
Hi.
Hey, MJ.
Sing your song at the beat.
MJ, it's Peter. You there? Hello? You there? Well, I'm just calling to check up on you. Will you call me when you get in, okay? All right, well, don't go up any dark alleys. Hello?
Can Spider-Man come out to play?
Where is she?
Done. fools are heroes. Because you never know when some lunatic will come along with a sadistic choice. Let die the woman you love. Or suffer the little children. Make your choice, Spider-Man, and see how a hero is rewarded.
Don't do it, Goblin!
We are who we choose to be. Now choose! Oh! Friendship, and you spat in my face.
Thank you.
your last web, Spider-Man. Had you not been so selfish, your little girlfriend's death would have been quick and painless. But now that you've really pissed me off, I'm gonna finish her. Nice and slow. MJ and I, we're gonna have a hell of a time.
Mr. Osborne.
Peter, thank God for you.
You killed those people on that balcony.
The goblin killed. I had nothing to do with it.
Don't let him take me again. I beg you. Protect me.
You tried to kill Aunt May. You tried to kill Mary Jane.
But not you. I tried to stop it.
I couldn't stop it. I would never hurt you.
I knew from the beginning.
If anything ever happened to me, it was you that I could count on. You, Peter Parker, would save me, and so you have. Thank God for you. Give me your hand. Believe in me, as I believed in you. I've been like a father to you. Be a son to me now.
I have a father. His name was Ben Parker.
Godspeed, Spider-Man.
Oh.
Peter.
Don't tell Harry.
What have you done?
I'm so sorry, Harry. I know what it's like to lose a father.
I didn't lose him. He was stolen from me. One day, Spider-Man will pay. I swear on my father's grave, Spider-Man will pay. Thank God for you, Peter. You're the only family I have.
No matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, the ones I love will always be the ones who pay.
You must miss him so much.
It's been so hard without him.
There's something I've been wanting to tell you. When I was up there, and I thought I was gonna die, there was only one person who I was thinking of. And it wasn't who I thought it'd be. It was you, Pete. I kept thinking, I hope I make it through this, so I could see Peter Parker's face one more time.
Really?
There's only one man who's always been there for me, who makes me feel like I'm more than I ever thought I could be. That I'm just me, and that's okay. The truth is, I love you. Oh, I love you so much, Peter.
Was to tell her how much I loved her. I can't.
You can't what?
Tell you everything. I mean, there's so much to tell.
Yeah, there's so much to tell.
I want you to know that I will always be there for you. I will always be there to take care of you. I promise you that. I will always be your friend.
Only your friend? Peter Parker?
That's all I have to give. Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility. This is my gift, my curse. Who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
on the bike and short. Now I'm dead, drowned out, and you see me running late. Cause I'm always making time to make a girly thing great. Head out, busy scene, front way down. Turn. I'm known to rock a mic like a king with a crown. When I'm on top, good to fall back. Hustling deals like Mickey Mercury.
When I wake up like a pair of bacon, throw off the day with my arteries.
Wherever there's a hang-up, you'll find a Spider-Man.